Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is John Brecker, AgVice Laboratories soil scientist. As crops are coming off the field here, small grains is underway. What are some things that people should be paying attention to as far as soil sampling, that sort of thing? What are your suggestions for producers here?
Well, as the crop is quickly coming off, it is a good time to contact your crop consultant, agronomist, or if you happen to take your own soil samples, and get out there and get those field soil tested right behind the combine. That's something we always recommend, first of all, because it allows us to actually get those samples collected before any fall tillage happens. That's really important for any of our immobile nutrients like phosphorus and potassium. Getting a nice consistent 0 to 6 inch depth is critical for them. And if you ever try to sample after a chisel plow has gone through, it gets to be a little bit rough, and that's kind of one of the times where we start to get some variability in our soil test results from year to year. So making sure that you get those fields sampled before a chisel plow or a ripper hits those fields is very important. But the other big part, coming out of the drought that we have been in this past summer, some of the early nitrogen numbers coming back after wheat are above average. Some of those are on, I'd say, on the low end, kind of in the 40-pound range, but been seeing some values up in the 60s, 80s, and even some above 100 pounds of nitrogen left over after wheat. So there's just the early numbers coming in so far, so that's why it's so important to get out there and actually sample all your fields, because it's variable this year. And I think as we all looked at the rainfall reports throughout the past few months, you know, one field might have gotten a half inch or 2 inches more than the field just 2 miles down the road, and that variability in rainfall is going to be not only big for wheat yields, but also with the amount of residual nitrate left over that we're going to use for next year's nitrogen recommendations.
And my next question here, so how do these samples and whatnot impact decisions that are made throughout the winter as people start planning for planting next spring?
Yeah, so the amount of residual nitrate that you have left over now, we're going to use that and credit that towards next year's nitrogen recommendation. So in other words, we're going to be able to subtract some of that nitrogen from next year's fertilizer budget. And living up here in the northern Great Plains, we're in a really good spot for that. The first reason is we live in a semi-arid climate. So we typically don't get enough rain that we're going to leach large amounts of nitrogen out of the soil profile. You get down to Iowa, Illinois, you know, they get so much more rain that they don't count on that. And if they could use the soil nitrate test like we can, they would. The other good thing is we slip into the deep freeze over winter for 10 months at a time, and frozen water doesn't leach nitrate or allow for any more mineralization to happen. So that's why we use our fall soil test nitrogen results, and we can credit that towards next year's nitrogen budgets.
So any other things that producers should be keeping in mind? I know you mentioned kind of a drought early on here this growing season. So what are some of the implications there, maybe for other nutrients outside of just the nitrates?
Well, nitrogen is going to be the most important. For some of the other soil test parameters, they don't tend to fluctuate too much. One of them that can is soil pH. If it's been really dry, sometimes that can be a little bit lower. Another one is potassium. If it's been really dry and we haven't gotten a lot of rain to leach potassium from the crop residues like wheat straw or corn stover, some of that hasn't had the time to get back into there. But I know kind of lately it's been we've been getting a little bit more precip now. So if we do continue to get some rains throughout the fall, that will move some of that potassium back into the soil. We won't have to worry about the, we'll call them suppressed K values. So much.
All right. Anything else that we should touch on before we let you go?
Well, one last thing is if you have any volunteer small grains that start to develop and kind of become we'll call it a free cover crop, just be aware that those cover crops or volunteer small grains can take up some nitrogen as well. And they're actually really quite effective at taking up nitrogen. We don't always know when that's going to come back. So make sure that you manage your volunteers very well. If you're going to, you know, let that grow a little bit bigger and use it as a forage or hay it, go ahead, do that. But if you're not going to use it for forage, get as much growth as you want. If you need something to protect you against erosion over the late months and going into next spring when we sometimes have these vulnerable soils that are exposed. But don't let it get carried away because they will take up nitrogen just the same.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the information. Again, John Brecker joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.